Okay, today's daf test. We're on daf test. We'll learn that today's daf Ilu Mishmas Yisrael Mordechai ben Dov Zev. Dr. Ira Silverstein, whose yahrzeit is today. Neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, here we go. Sukkah Yishana, an old sukkah. What does it mean, old sukkah? Rashi says it was. The Gemara is going to say it was made more than 30 days ago. So you asked me yesterday, how do you know it was made lishma? How do you know it was made right then? So the answer is you have to know. It could be you yourself. You put up a sukkah once, you left it for 10 years. Right? Rain, snow, doesn't matter, you left it there. That's a sukkah yishana. You know you did it right the first time. So, Beishamai Postlin, Ubeis Hillel Ma...
I didn't answer yes, he did. No, I
asked the sukkah inside my house. Beishamai Postlin, Ubeis Hillel Machshirin. Beishamai says it's puzzle. Beis Hillel says it's fine, it's kosher. Let's look at Tosfos. So, Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, it's kosher. Says Tosfos, top one. The Yerushalmi Tani, in the Yerushalmi we learned, Tzarech L'chadish Badavar. You have to do something new. Chavraya Omre and Tefach. You have to move the Schach Tefach. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolshehu. You have to move it a Kolshehu. Uman the Omer Kolshehu. And if you hold, you have to move it a Kolshehu. Umuvad Shetehe Al Pnei Kula. It has to be a Kolshehu the whole length of the Sukkah. Right? In other words, even though Sukkah Yishar is good, you have to do something to demonstrate. You're doing it, okay, Sukkah is coming. That's Sukkah I had from 30 years ago. I have to pick up the Schach a little bit. How much? As a machlokas already. Ubasar Hachi Issa Hasam. And then they have the same issue, the same machlokas. Matzah Yishana. What about Matzah Yishana? Doesn't mean that I baked it for this year and I'm saving it for next year. That's not what it means, because you see Tosfos' issue. So Pluktu de Beishami Ubeis Hillel, it's the same machlokas. Beishami and Beis Hillel. Amar Rebbe Yelzi, Divri Akolhu, everyone holds. Mikivan Shalom Asa L'Shem Pesach. If you didn't make it L'Shem Pesach, Dover Barihu, Shalom Didaktik Ba. There's no question you weren't careful. You make matzah on Chanukah time. Why are you doing that?
Stam.
There's no way you could use that for Pesach. There's no way. You made it in the matzah baking with every churma in the world on Pesach last year, and you have leftovers. Assuming you guarded it, that should be okay. Not talking about that. Talking about stam made matzah in the middle of Chanukah time for whatever reason. That you should know. You weren't medaktik. So he puts them together. He puts them together.
But all the bakeries start baking at the
same time. I know, but they're doing it lishma. It's exactly his point. So that he says, if you're making matzah in the middle of the year for no reason, there's no way you're medaktik with the chumras of Pesach. Therefore, you can't use it. If you are in a matzah bakery, they're getting those ovens ready, they're starting up, of course it's okay. Right? Okay, that makes sense. So the question is, why does Beis Hillel, why according to the Yerushalmi, does Beis Hillel require you to do something? Why? Why? Why do you need to do that? Why? Like, what's the reason for that? It was good last year, it was good this year. Why do you have to do something? So, the Arzurua says, it's just a din derabanan to basically for the lishma purposes. It's a din derabanan for lishma. That's the Arzurua. The Bach says,
it
what?
It's not an answer.
Minotaur, you don't have to do anything. Midrabanan, make some hacker, do something. That's all. You don't have any in a chanami. Midrabanan, it would be good sukkah. Midrabanan, do something. The Rishami saying Midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you have to do something is exactly what you said yesterday about having it in the house. It's a gzera. If I don't do anything, I must start sitting in the house. Right? I'll start sitting in the house. I have a hut, whatever it is, in the old, some countries. That's for sure not
good. That doesn't answer the question either.
Well, sure it does.
No, it doesn't. If I have, I live in a nice warm climate.
Right.
All year stable weather. I have outside a little hut with stuff on top.
Right.
Why can't it be good all year round? And then use it for circuits too.
So we'll see why. We'll see why.
The right said it's good.
No, it's not. Didn't we say yesterday?
I don't know the reason why.
Didn't we say?
Mary said the circuit station doesn't say you have to build it.
Exactly.
So your right is no good.
Exactly. Those two answers do not answer that question.
We read that Rashi yesterday, and we said, I'll read it again. In Baal Leishiv Besukal B'chag L'Shem Sukkah. Afagaf, even though, Delo B'inan Sukkal L'Shem Chag, You don't need a sukkah l'shem chag. So you have the hot the whole year, is okay. The haki beis hillel kaimel on the machshirei sukkah yishana. Like beis hillel is going to say tomorrow, which is right now in a sukkah yishana. Hacha ain't a sukkah. But if not, it's still not a sukkah.
How do you answer?
One second. Lo minka remilsa de l'shem sukkah hu darbo. Because it's not obvious he's sitting in a sukkah. Right? That was with the guy that had the inner house, the inner tent for the work, his job. So it's true. It has four walls and it has kosher schach, but it doesn't have that shame sukkah. So we said it's a little hair splitting.
No, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Think about it. Because it is a sukkah.
Right.
We had somebody in the shul who had sukkahs up. The sukkah was up for, do you remember?
For 5 years.
Okay. But now I have an answer for you.
Yeah.
But if it's not, if you don't take it down and put it up, it's not all right. That is a permanent sukkah. And nobody says that.
No. Uh-huh. It's a function of the sukkah.
The function of what it is.
No,
if it's permanent year round, it's not all right. If it's permanent.
Well, you know, yesterday we said it very fast because we ran out of time. And we said, what's the difference between ganbach, which is sukkah for improper people, a guy, a woman, animals, or the other one, which were basically roving sukkahs for the guard, for the shepherd. What's the difference? So we said yesterday, one of them was, it's kvi. A sukkah for the dog, a sukkah for the wife, a sukkah for the animals, a sukkah for the guy. It's kvi. Right? You like that word? It's sukkah for the kvi. So it has a milo. What do you mean it's kvi? If sukkah has to be, by definition, has to be alright. What does that mean, kvi? Right? So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Then the next thing we say was that the other sukkah has a milo. What was the other sukkah's milo? Because they're benichil. The regular guy. It's just roving.
Right.
So each one had a mile over the other one. Remember we said that yesterday. We said it very fast. What do you mean it's kvi? What does that mean? So, what does that mean?
Huh? Not
didn't so the Chacham Shlomo asked that question. But don't we say that sukkah has to be all right?
The gatehouse is a problem because it's too small. The doghouse is a problem because it's too small.
Right. No, that's not what we said. We said it wasn't. Let's say it's not small. The issue is it's for a dog. So that could be a sukkah? Yeah, that could be a sukkah.
The other one is because of the size.
Right. No, the other one was because it's roving.
It's not a...
Right. But the guy who's sitting in there is better than a dog. Right? So we said yesterday. Each one has a milo. Okay. Anyway, I think that throughout the next half hour, I think it'll become a little clearer. Anyway, the Eitzu is Sukkah Yishana. What's a Sukkah Yishana? Kol sha'aso kodim l'chag shloshim yom. Anything made more than 30 days. Aval im aso l'shem chag. But if you make it for the l'shem chad, I feel it's chazal shana kasher. Then you can make it anyway, anytime you want. If you make it l'shem chad, you can make it anytime you want. So I could tell. What?
Within 30 days.
What?
No, more than 30 days.
In other words, if your wife says, "Go build a hut. I want to be comfortable outside. I want to sit in the hut," and you go do that, that would be a sukkah yishana. But if you make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, Hanukkah time for the following sukkahs, it should be fine. But it would be.
You don't have to lift up the schach.
If you do, according to that, you do not have to. Right. So I'll just tell you a little secret. If you ever have to do a project with your kids, which I have to do this one, and you have to do something from Masechta Sukkah, because they were learning Masechta Sukkah, and I have to do something from Masechta Sukkah. So the easiest one to do is a Sukkah Yishana. Because you don't have to do anything. Sukkah Yishana. What does that mean? It's an old sukkah. So we put some dust inside, like, you know, some old sukkah with a cobweb, and that was it. I didn't have to make with crazy walls and triangles and whatnot. Sukkah Yishana. It's the cheapest way out. Okay. My time is the Beishamai. Why does Beishamai hold that Sukkah Yishana is no good? Why? So Amar Akra, it says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. It says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. Sukkah Hasuya l'shem chag b'inon. The sukkah has to be l'shma. How do you see that from those words? So Rashi says, in the first Rashi, d'chsiv it says, sukkah l'shem. L'shem mitzvahs hamelech. In l'shma, for the mitzvahs of the king. Very difficult. That's very difficult. So the Pnei Yeshua says, it says Hashem. Why does it have to say Hashem? Why does it stick in? You should not wear shatnez for Hashem. It doesn't say that. Why does it say Sukkah Lashem? Oh, it's like a Lashma. Others say the others say, the Piskei Rid says, no, why does it say the word chag? Chag is karbanos. What are you saying over here? The chag hasukkis? What is the chag hasukkis? What are you throwing in karbanos with the mitzvah sitting in the sukkah? Nothing to do with each other. Ah, it's lishma. So it's a karbanos has to be lishma, so to the sukkah, etzem sukkah has to be lishma. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, whom we boil the kid of Sheshes. Now he learns this word from Rav Sheshes, the Amr of Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Menayin La'atze Sukkah, Sha'asurin Kol Shiva. How do you know the Atze Sukkah are usur for 7 days? What are the Atze Sukkah? It's a machlokas. The Rosh says, we're talking about the Schach. The Schach. What's the Atze Sukkah? The walls are usur? Usur Kol Shiva. What is it? Talmud, the Rosh says it means the schach. The Rambam says it means both. It's the schach and the wolf. And we'll get to that more in a second. Menayin la'atzei sukkah sha'asurin kol shiva. How do you know they're usur? Talmud lomer, chag ha'sukkah shiras yamim la'shem. Right? V'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir omer, k'shem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga. Just like there's a kedusha, so to speak, to the chagiga. Kach, chal shem shemayim al sukkah. So too, there's a kedusha on a sukkah. Shneamar chag ha'sukkah shivas yamim l'shem. Ma chag l'shem, af sukkah l'shem. Right? Now, does that mean that a sukkah is usur, just like a carbon is usur, and you can't use a sukkah just like you're not allowed to use a carbon? Or does it mean in kedusha? In kedusha, what does that mean? Right? What would that mean if it would be Kedusha? Right? What would the difference be? The difference would be, can you have Hana from the Sukkah that doesn't diminish the Sukkah? So you can't take away a wall and go sell it in the lumberyard. That you can't do. I only need 3 walls. No, that's a sham Sukkah. You can't do that. What about leaning on a Sukkah? Can you lean on a Sukkah? So you're not allowed to lean on a carbon. You're not allowed to have Hana from a carbon, right? Can you lean on a sukkah? That depends on this machlokas. When it says it's like a carbon, what does that mean? Regarding Kedusha? In which case, I could lean? Or regarding Isser? I'm not allowed to touch it. That could be a big nachkavim. I don't know how we pass a lach al-maisa like this. Or another case. Let's say... What?
Not allowed to touch it. It's a tough call.
Right, you're not allowed to touch it? That I know the decorations. Mukta, forget that. Yeah. You can't lean on a sukkah.
Leaning, you stand
or
touch it.
Right? What? No, for what reason? For what reason are you touching it? Because
you touch it.
What?
Walk by.
No, that's an accident. Someone on purpose. Can you lean on a sukkah? Can you? He says another kasha. The only question is, can you sit in a sukkah if you don't need to? It's a bigger. Let's say it's raining. I'll sit in any. I'm going to sit in the sukkah anyway. So what is that?
Right.
What?
Yeah. The purpose of a sukkah.
Yeah, but you're not touching it. You're standing on something anyway.
Use something that you can't. That when you touch.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. You're putting us in a position to possibly make a problem. I lean against the back wall. What does that mean? I open a door up or a curtain at the end going to the sukkah.
He raises the question: Would it be usur to use the sukkah for not for a mitzvah?
Right.
How's that? Sitting in it when it's raining. Why would you be sitting in a sukkah when it's raining? Because maybe the house is even worse. It's better in the sukkah, so I'll sit in the sukkah. But 1 second, it's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, is it an usur? It's a very fascinating question, right? Fascinating. That all boils down to how this comparison to the sukkah to the carbon goes. That's why Beis Hillel said it has nothing to do with sukkah yeshana. It has to do with this issue. That's what the comparison is. Beis Shammai said it's about a sukkah yeshana. Right? Beis Hillel has nothing to do with that. It's about this issue. Beis Shammai nami mibayir le'lahachi. Doesn't Beis Shammai also learn the same thing? Doesn't he agree with this? The Gemara says, you're right. En chanami, you're right. Ela my time is the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold the sukkah yeshana is no good? Ksiv Krachmin. It's got another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? It says Chag Asukas Tasaloch Shivas Tasalocha Shivas Yamim. Chag Asukas Tasaloch. Make sukkahs for yourself for 7 days. Sukkah Asuy L'Shem Chag Beinan. Has to be a sukkah made L'Shem Chag. Meaning L'Shma. Meaning a sukkah Yishan is no good.
You made L'Shma a year ago. Why isn't it good?
That would be good. We're not talking about a case like that. We're talking about what you don't. You buy a house from some very nice people, a guy. Well, let's say a Jew, doesn't matter, a Jew. You go to the backyard, you notice there's a sukkah there. And you ask the guy, you put the schach on second? You have to put the wall. He says, of course, I can't put the schach on first. But I built the walls and I put that on. Why'd you do that? My wife wanted a... According to Beisham, it's no good. That's a perfectly good sukkah. Why? Because it's Yishana and it wasn't made Lishma. So, and Beis Hillel said it is good. At the end, like Monty said, at the end of the day, you got four walls on schach. What do you want? Beis Hillel, hahu, mi boyle, la'osin sukkah, b'chal ha'shamayit. Now, what Beis Hillel says is, that pasuk comes to tell me, if you need to, you can even build a sukkah on chal ha'shamayit. Someone says you can't? Yeah, someone says you can't. Beis Shammai sevir alul, k'rebe de Eliezer, da'amar, ain osin sukkah, b'chal ha'shamayit. You can't do that. Beis Hillel, Les Lahud the Rav Yehuda Amarav. Does Beis Hillel not agree with Rav Yehuda Amarav? Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav. Aso min hakutzin. If somebody makes tzitzis from kutzin, kutzin are, they all mean the same thing. How do they translate kutzin? Fringes, edges, threads. Umin hanimin, different kind of threads. Umin agridin, other kind of threads. They're all threads, right?
Yeah.
Basically, psula. It's all possible. Why is it all possible? Because it wasn't L'shem Mitzvah. Min ha-sisin, k'shera. But if you make it from sisin, k'shera. And by the way, k'yamitza k'me de Shmuel, amali af min ha-sisin ami p'tul. Even sisin are puzzle. What's the bottom line? Why? De be'inan tevi l'shma. Because it has to be spun l'shma. So how could Beis Hillel say that a sukkah made not l'shma is okay? But tzitzis is not like that. Right? Hachanami nibai sukkah ha-suyu l'shma. We should require a sukkah l'shma. Says the Pnei Yeshua, so shouldn't it be a binyanav? If tzitzis require lishma, then everything requires lishma. The whole Torah is lishma. You find it by one place, and the lechorah should apply to every other place. Chadik candles have to be made lishma. Everything has to be derabanan, but get my point. Everything has to be lishma, right? If tzitzis have to be lishma, then everything has to be lishma. We don't have a rule like that. Today's show says because tzitzis are different. You know why? Every single day of your life. I mean, it's like less than five mitzvahs that you do every single day of your life. Tzitzis is one of them. It can't be a model how you behave on sukkahs and pay. What, the maror has to be grown lishma? There's no din like that. Right? There's no din like that. Why is there no din like that? Because only once a year.
Maybe having a maror this year.
And we could sell our own special thing. We make a lot of money.
Tomorrow, yeah. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like the month is before the determining factor.
That's not, no.
How saying Lishma or not Lishma?
What?
Let's say you make it 2 weeks before, but some Jewish guy makes it because his wife.
No, so the answer, you're right. So the answer is, you're right. It would not be a good sukkah. Like, even Erev sukkahs, you could do it not Lishma.
It's not 30 days.
No, because chances are, why is a guy building a sukkah 30 days before? You ever see someone build a sukkah on Shavuot's time? Shavuot's time, nobody does that. Rosh Hashanah time already, you see sukkahs not going up. Why is that? Because sukkahs is coming.
Right.
So it makes sense if that's a normal default kavana. You have another kavana? You're right, they're the chanami. Your kavana is going to rule. Most people, then why are they not putting up a sukkah then? Because the sukkahs is coming. Nobody puts up a sukkah Hanukkah time for sukkahs. It's too early.
Right.
So if you do that, chances are it's not lishma. Chances are. It could be, yeah, you go away for 6 months. Yeah. It could be. All right, then that'll be different. That's what we said. If you do it lishma, even the beginning of the year. That's all it means. Anyway, shiny hasam. Nah, tzitzis is different. You know why tzitzis have to be lishma? The Amar Krog, Gedil and Tassalach. It says Gedil and Tassalach. Lach. L'shem chovach. It's a chiyuv. It's a chov. So what do you mean? Hachanami. Chag ha-sukkas tase l'cha. It says tase. You make sukkas. L'cha. L'shem. L'chovach. It should be for a chov. Says the Gemara. No. Humi boile mu'ute gzula. That comes to exclude a stolen sukkah. A stolen sukkah. How do you steal a sukkah? Says the Ritva. The only way you can steal a sukkah is if it's on a boat or on an animal. Otherwise, karka can't be stolen. So if you're sitting in your sukkah in your backyard, and I come in there with a gun and I throw you out, and I start sitting in there, la halacha, that's not considered a stolen sukkah. considered a borrowed sukkah, and I'm yotze. Because it's not stolen. You can't steal, because you can't steal land.
No, well, if you steal the wood from somebody's...
So if you steal the wood,
Moshpi's in that movie, so the movie, he steals the wood.
Yeah.
So that's...
If you do that, the Mishnah Berurah says, he didn't see the movie, Mishnah Berurah, but he thought of the idea. So he says...
You're changing into a vineyard, so it's not considered...
Correct. So you owe the money. So it's still a good sukkah, but you owe the money. That's the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't pay the money, it's a pasul sukkah. You hear that? It's a pasul sukkah. If you don't pay the money.
So if you go into a sukkah that's not yours, and you eat there, you don't get permission to eat there.
Correct.
Wouldn't that be sukkah?
No, because you can't... What do you steal? You stole the rights to sit there. That's not tangible. I'm not saying we're going to give you Maftar Yonah. I'm not saying that. But you just not, it's not considered a gzela. It's not considered a gzela. Right? You throw someone out of his house, it's not considered a gzela. You can't steal land.
And you can make a revelation with sukkah.
But that's a different issue. It's a different issue. But anyway, so that's why it's okay. That's why it's not l'shma, because the pasuk tells you something else. So Hasam Nami Boyle Mutek Zula. How come by tzitzis? We don't say the same thing. That the lacha gedilintasa lach means don't steal a tzitzis. How do you know it means l'shma? Hasam k'siv k'rach readers. Another pasuk by tzitzis that says va'asu lahem misha lahem. So we learn both. Okay, asks Tosvos a bomb question. What do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm not allowed to use a stolen sukkah? What principle is there? Mitzvah Baba Veira. Anyway, I'm not allowed to use a stolen sukkah. Right? I need a pasuk to tell me that?
It's happening at the same time. You have all these criteria.
What do you mean?
The Maisa has to do...
No, that's... Mitzvah. What do you mean?
Yes, the Maisa...
I'm not allowed to steal someone's matzah and eat it. It's a Mitzvah Baba Veira. I don't need a pasuk for that. What?
If you steal it, then you eat it.
You are?
You don't use shalulah.
You're not Yotze Lulav. Look at Tosfos. You have time to do it? Yeah. Look at this. Tema. Typically, Mishum Dahavale Mitzvah Baba Vera. It's a Mitzvah Baba Vera. The Mehai Tama. That's the same reason Psul and Esrog are Gazel. That's why a stolen Esrog is no good. Beyond of Shani. Even a Chalamoyin. Where it's only the Rabbanon. Lekamon. Berej Lulav Gazel. Ubahi Shmaitza Gufa Kasha. And we ask the same question over there. I understand on the first day, but you know, lochem, Mishal lochem, has to be yours. Elamai time of Shani, Elabiot of Shani, Amai, or Mishani, we answer, Mishum Dahavili Mitzvah Baba Vera. It's a Mitzvah Baba Vera. Vahashta, here too, MK, Lamali, lochem, Mishal lochem. What do I need other varts for? Umiyu, Hasam, Ikalishnuye, over there it's different. Over there we said the first day is lochem, meaning it has to be yours. Second day, Mitzvah Baba Vera. So Gemara says over there, the Itzrich Lamute Sha'ul. Because over there, the reason why it says Lachem is not to tell you that you can't steal it. I know already you can't steal it, but you can't even borrow it. That's a special thing by Esrich. You don't have that by Sukkah. Somebody wants to invite you to Sukkah, you're allowed to go. Right? That's a special thing by Esrich. You can't borrow it. Aval Gabe Sukkah, Lekha Lishnuyahachi. Can't give that answer. Lora Bonan, the army that come up, Paraka Yashan, the other Yotze, they have us, but Sukkah Sashakavero. You're allowed to use it for your friend Sukkah, for your Chiyu. So that can't be the reason. Why, by lulav, is there a special din that has to be yours? That's what the Torah wanted. But by sukkah, there's no such din like that. So therefore, in sukkah, we're going to get to it later, by esrog, the first day it's lochem, and the second day is mitzvah baba vera. So what do you see? Now they use someone else's. It's mitzvah baba vera. So I come over here, we need a pasuk to tell me you can't steal a sukkah? V'nafkulahu midichsiv, kol ezach v'yisrael yeshu basukkos. We have a special thing over here. It says by sukkahs, every citizen should sit in a sukkah. Malamei shekal Yisrael ru'uin leishi basukkah achas. You can even sit in one sukkah if you can find such a thing. A, you have to have a sukkah big enough, and B, the people would want to even do that. I'll sit with him, right? Well, let's assume you can get past the second hurdle and the first hurdle. It'll be machaya. If the whole klai is all sitting in one sukkah, can you imagine? Anyway, what? Yeah, exactly. V'yesh lomar. So Tosfos answers a radical answer, which he argues on it, but we're not going to read that. Taima, the mitzvah haba vera, lav da'oraisa, ela midrabanan.
That's hard.
Very hard. On a da'oraisa level, you can steal someone's sukkah. The concept of mitzvah haba vera is only derabanan. That's why it comes along the Gemara, and not by sukkah. There's a pasuk, he can't do that. It's a pasuk. You can't do that. It's not for a pasuk. But only it's only dinder rabbanan. Why would a mitzvah be? Why would a mitzvah baba vera? Why is it? Why is such a thing called a mitzvah baba vera? I don't remember what the Gemara says later on. Isn't it just logic? What kind of person are you? Right? Hashem. There's a pasuk there. A navi. You steal the carbon. You bring it. Hashem. Hashem. You know. He rejects it. What kind of person are you to do that? Right? I don't know if there's any other. I don't remember. It's very hard. Then Tosfos keeps on going and it says it's not true. It's a machlokas in Tosfos.
Also picking and choosing.
What? What do you mean?
Geneva is fine. Sukkah, we got a hole. What's that?
What do you mean Geneva is fine?
You don't allowed
to steal. No, you're not allowed to steal. The question is, if you did steal sukkah, can you become your mitzvah?
But they don't want people making the jump. One to the same.
Right, I hear you. So let's say you did steal a sukkah. And you sat in it. And you violated mitzvah ba'avera. So do you get your mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah? Do you get your mitzvah? You mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah or not? Hashem's very upset with you because you have very bad priorities. Your priorities are all messed up. Right, they really are. But fine. You work on that. You learn some mussar. But learn a lot of mussar. But you get a mitzvah, you get a check mark in Shemayim for sitting in a sukkah. So it's funny, because sukkah is the only mitzvah, there are only two mitzvahs that have three levels of performance. For example, let's say benching. Either I bench or I don't bench. Tefillin. Either I put on tefillin or I don't put on tefillin. There's no middle option. When it comes to sukkah and tzitzis, there's a middle option.
You're there.
I could sit in a sukkah.
You're passive.
What?
It's passive mitzvah.
I could sit in a sukkah. And what's the alternative? Eating outside a sukkah or not eating. It's the third option. By tzitzis, I can wear tzitzis. I cannot wear a four-cornered garment, which is nothing. Or I could wear a four-cornered garment and not put on tzitzis. So by tzitzis, you have a third option.
I don't want to hold from a sukkah. Okay. I don't want to hold from a sukkah.
Okay.
My friend advised me for Shabbos lunch on Chalwood Sukkot. And what I have to be inside the sukkah.
Right.
I'm sitting in the sukkah now.
But you have negative
kavanah.
So that could be with any mitzvah, no? I don't want to put on tefillin. I'm only putting on tefillin because I have peer pressure.
Right.
I want to do that.
You're doing something. I put on tefillin.
What's the meaning? You're sitting in the sukkah. You're eating chalwood.
What are you doing?
You're eating. That's the mitzvah.
You're not doing anything.
You're sitting in the sukkah.
I hear. So it's, you're saying it's almost the same thing. So the question is now, if a guy's sitting in a sukkah eating a stolen sukkah, he's eating in a stolen sukkah. So there's three ways to treat it. He's eating in a sukkah. He's eating outside a sukkah. We pretend he's outside the sukkah, in which case he's getting an avira.
Right.
Or it's as if he's not eating. And then it's nothing. Right? Which one is it? That's the same thing with you.
Well, it's nothing, it doesn't count. It's nothing.
Exactly. So that's a big mile for the guy. It's as if nothing happened to you. Or
doesn't get credit,
but doesn't get a punishment. But if we treat him as if it's a stolen sukkah, therefore I'm not treating it as if he's sitting in a sukkah. Therefore you're eating outside a sukkah, that's pretty bad. So it's an interesting question.
Like
I can't think of any other mitzvah besides sukkah and tzitzis. We have a third option.
It's like stealing someone's tefillin and not putting them on.
Then what'd you do that for?
So then
you're a gotta. If you stole someone else's tefillin and didn't put them on, you're a gotta. It's like stealing his wallet.
Right.
The tefillin are expensive. It's no different. The question is if you put them on.
Right.
So what are we saying? There's no mitzvah of avera. Yeah, you're not allowed to put on someone's stolen tefillin. So what do we say? Either you're wearing them or you're not wearing them. There's no third option.
Bracha
Chrona. I mean, you ate something that you're not allowed to eat,
or,
and now you want to make a bracha chrona.
Or, I don't want to eat.
Right, but you ate it.
Don't eat.
Okay.
Right, I hear.
Same thing.
Right, it's an interesting question.
Okay,
next. Ha'osei sukkah so tachas ilon. If you make a sukkah under a tree, ki'ilu osa b'socha beso. It's as if you made it in your house. We all know you can't make a sukkah in your house. That's how bad it is. Sukkah agave sukkah. Let's say you make a sukkah on top of a sukkah. Helyona ksheira, the upper one's kosher, vatachtona psula, and the bottom one is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diyor in belyona, if nobody's living in the upper one, hatachtona ksheira, the bottom one's okay. Very cryptic Mishnah. Amar Rava, lo shanu el be'ilon, Shetzalaso miruba machamasa. We're only talking about a tree where there's more shade than sun. In other words, if I wouldn't have any schach, that tree would be great schach. Aval chamaso miruba mitzilaso. But if there's more sun than shade, in other words, there's like one leaf up there. One leaf. I'm not sitting under a kosher schach. I got a tree on top of me. Way up there, there's a branch with one leaf. Much more sun than shade.
That's like
a leaf. Then ksheira. That even branches. Then ksheira. Then it's a kosher sukkah. Why? Mimai, why? Midiktani, because we said, ki'ilu aso sukkah b'soch beso. Because we compared it to a house. Mali lemisti ki'ilu aso b'soch beso. Why do we compare it to a house? Why do we compare it to a house? Says Rashi, why do we compare it to a house? First, the last wide line over there. Me'ahu kra nafkalon, tocha bayis, nafkalon, tachas ilon. I'm sorry. Me'ahu kra nafkalon, tocha bayis, nafkalon, tocha ilon. It's the same makar. It's the same makar that you can't sit under a house, you can't sit under a tree. Lamala lemiste, hach lahai. Why do you have to compare A to B? That's what Rashi says. The Baal Iter says the exact opposite. Are sitting under a tree and sitting under a house have nothing to do with each other. They're completely different reasons. What are the different reasons? Right? What are the different reasons? Sitting under a tree is a question of mechubur. And sitting in a house is you have no schach. That doesn't do with each other. So that's the Gemara, the exact opposite of Rashi. Right? The exact opposite. Anyway, listen to Psula. Why did the Mishnah just say, puzzle. It's puzzle. Ella, hakamashmon. Here's the chiddush. The elon dumya de bias, because they compared elons compared to a bias. Ma bias silsa meruba mechamaso. Just like a house, you have to have this by definition. A house has more shade than sun. Af elon silsa meruba mechamaso. So to a tree, the issue will be if there's more shade than sun. Vechichamaso merubo mitzilaso mayhava. But if there's more sun than shade. My have it. What's the issue? Haka mitzarif schach pasul bahade schach kosher. Right? One second. How do you read that? Oh, if there's more sun than shade, we said it's okay. I said, why is it okay? You're combining schach kosher with schach pasul. Let's look at Rashi. Kometzarif schach pasul. Mechubor schach pasul. Mechubor is invalid schach, right? Why is it invalid schach? Dichsev, because it says ba'aspecha migarncha umiyagvecha. You're at your threshing floor and at your wine place. Mimasha atam asif migarncha asay sukascha. Your sukkah has to be things that are not attached to the ground. Psolas goren kigon kash, like straw. Upsolas yakef kigon ashkalos, like grapes. Mekonios, empty ones. Uzmaros and vines. Alma talosh beinon. You have to have talosh. Has to be detached. Umahani tzeil ha'ilon, the tzeil ha'schach. And what are we doing over here? We're allowing the tzeil of the tree to combine with the tzeil of the schach. L'hashlem tzilsa shel sukkah, to make you give you a good shade. How could you do that? It's attached to the ground. It's a whole separate issue. It has nothing to do with the house. So even if it's minority, even if that tree is sparse, it's still somehow giving you more schach.
You don't need it though.
Oh, that's what the Gemara answers. Omar Rav. Papa, if Papa answers, be she chavtan, where you lower the schach, you lower the branch mamish onto the schach. You don't leave it in the tree. You mamish lower it into the schach. Therefore, what? Rashi says, and it's batel barov. It's a very interesting Rashi. It's batel barov. How could there be bittel if you could see it, right? How could that be? So Rashi says. You take the branches, you don't leave them up there in the sky. And then you say, well, it's combining. No, you take the branches and you connect them into the schach, and it's bottled because you don't need it, and therefore it's okay. That's what we're talking about. So the Gemara asks, "E b'shechavton ma'ala memra." So what's the chiddush in that? Like, why not? So the Gemara says, "Ma'ala d'tema." I would say, "Dinigzar heched dechavaton atu heched delo chavaton." We make a zero. You can't do this because you'll forget to do it. Right? Kamashwan the logos mean on. It's okay. We're not afraid you're gonna forget. Everybody knows it comes to trees, it's normally gonna be puzzle. If the tree is sparse and you connect it to the sukkah, then it becomes bottle, then it's okay. Okay? Make sense? Yeah, we do. Yeah. I can't have my sukkah in my backyard. I have my tree's too big. I have a tree there.
Yeah, but if you were talking about, you don't bring the leaves down.
That's exactly why it's no good. If I have a massive tree, it's too high. It's not good. But the truth is, the tree came down in the hurricane, but I still can't put my sukkah in my backyard.
Well, but the trees, is the tree as big that it makes the shade bigger than the sun?
What?
Does it give shade to your entire backyard?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a massive tree. You go under it, and the tree provides more shade than sun. So that's called a sukkah on top of a sukkah. If you have a low tree, and you can tie the branches in, and it's a bottle barov, it's okay. So the Gemara said, what's the chiddush in that? You're right, there is no chiddush. It may have something like zero. You shouldn't do that, because you'll forget to do it. Oh, my neighbor has a tree, I also have a tree. Yeah, but his tree's lower, and your tree's... what's the difference? Well, we're not afraid of that zero.
We're not, but we're machmor on everything. We have a tree at all, we don't sit on anything.
Correct.
Whether it's providing or not providing.
Correct. So that might be just a chumra, not
to...
Right, not to run into problems, and how do you measure that? It has to be a really sparse tree that you can say it's okay. Anyway, Hanami Tanina, it's also old news, because we know that already. Hidla Olas HaGefen, if you lower the gefen, the vine, that's Hadalas, or the gourd, that's Hakisim, or something else, Tzatziki Chagabam Tzula, and it's a puzzle. Why? Because Schach can't be attached to the ground. But V'im Haya Tzatziki Harba Mehen, if you had a lot of Schach, or Shekatsasan, or you cut it off, Chera. Then it's okay. So what do you see? We know that already. Hey Chidami, what's the case? If you don't lower it and connect it to the branches, that for sure can't be what you're doing. El alav shechavdan, you lower it. Ushmamina logas minon. What do you see? They don't make a gzera. So we know it already. Tell me twice. So the Gemara answers, I would have thought it's only b'di'evet. Avol chachila lo kamash malan. Even lechachila, I aim a batla mitzvah lechachila. How can I do this? Aim a batla mitzvah. You hear this, Kasha? Aim a batla mitzvah lechachila. Comes the one of the achronim with a brilliant answer. On erev sukkahs, when you do this, there's no sukkah yet, so it's not an isra yet. So it's not a problem. Aim a batla mitzvah lechachila. You hear that brilliant answer? Brilliant. One sukkah started. It's done already. Brilliant. Sukkah al gabi sukkah. Tanur Rabbanan, sukkah teishvu, v'lo sukkah shetachas sukkah. You can't sit a sukkah underneath a sukkah. V'lo sukkah shetachas ilon, not under a tree. V'lo sukkah shetachas b'sukkah bayis, not in a house. Adarabba, b'sukkos tarta mashmi. It says sukkos, which implies two sukkahs. So maybe you could sit sukkah tachas sukkah. Amar of Nachman, bar Yitzchak, b'sukkos ksiv. Yeah, but it's written without a vav. And Tosfos says, even if you hold, yesh eim l'masoret, yesh eim l'mikra, it's still a good drasha. Now, Amar of Yirmiyah, we'll start this and then we'll continue tomorrow. Four cases. Pa'am m'shteyem k'sheiros, sometimes they could both be kosher. Sukkah tach ha-sukkah. Pa'am m'shteyem p'sula, sometimes they're both puzzle. Pa'am m'shteyem tachtona k'sher v'l'yona p'sula, and pa'am m'shteyem tachtona p'sula v'l'yona k'shera. Now, we'll do case number one and two. Pa'am m'shteyem k'sheiros, hechi d'mi. How can they both be kosher? I'll tell you how. Kigon, shetachtona chamasam ruba mitzlasa, the bottom one has more sun than shade. If the bottom one has more sun than shade, it's not a sukkah.
Yeah.
The tzchach on top of the bottom one has more sun than shade. And el yona, tzlasam ruba chamasa, and the top one has more shade than sun, it's a good sukkah. V'kayel mel yona, b'sel chesrim, and it's within 20.
So both kosher?
What? No, the bottom, the, what?
Both kosher.
How is it possible the bottom one had more?
They're both kosher because the bottom one really gets the schach from the top one. That's why it's within 20.
So what's the guy sitting on? On a schach on the first one?
Yeah. If
on
you could,
the floor.
So you could sit. If you could sit on top of it, if you could, and you don't break the boards, you could sit there. And then the case number two, it's exactly the reverse. Sometimes they're both possible. How's that? Hey, Chidami, keep going. They both have more shade than sun. And the kaim el yonah l'mayla mesimama, and the top one's more than 20 amas tall. So you can't sit in the bottom one because it's sukkah on top of a sukkah, and you can't sit in the top one because it's too tall. Good. And then
for which one, though?
It's too tall. It's more than 20 amas tall.
Yeah, but not from the ground, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, from the ground.
Yeah,
even from there, it's too tall.
If you're a penthouse, more than 20 amas.
No, it's not from the ground. From where you are.
Yeah.
You'll see the picture here. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.